though not willfully so, was refusing. I did not want to refuse. I wanted to be free to go forward. I wanted to change, and for that I desperately needed God's guidance. I had been living isolated behind a mask for all of my adult life. Getting free and learning to live honestly would be a difficult process. I did not know what to do, and God understood this. Once he put me on the road to emotional healing, he stayed with me for the journey. He did not leave me to figure it out on my own. Breaking free from isolation. During the Virginia years, many things worked together in my life to encourage me out of isolation before I learned of Ted's infidelities. I did not do everything perfectly, but God never quit working. In particular, I now see how significant was the part others played in drawing me out of my shell. God used people to aid in my healing. One was my husband. Though still difficult, my relationship with Ted steadily improved during this time, largely due to his efforts. He worked hard to make things better between us. We spent more time together and learned to communicate more honestly. God also used my church family to help me. My pastor tended to speak freely about his own struggles in church, and in doing so, he created an atmosphere of openness. Listening to him week after week, I began to think, maybe struggling is okay. Maybe there's nothing wrong with me. Maybe I can express myself here. If my pastor had been wearing a mask, if he had been afraid, like I was, to be transparent with his weaknesses, then I might have remained as I was, hesitant, fearful, frustrated, stuck, alone. Thankfully, however, I was invited by example to change. With his honesty, my pastor built a bridge. I was on one side trapped in isolation. On the other side were freedom, healing, and comfort in God. My pastor's openness inspired me to take hold of the guardrail and start crossing over. Honesty always makes a way for ministry. It breeds courage, and after that, release. One Sunday morning, I finally mustered the strength of heart to walk up to the altar when the call was given.